Hello. Welcome to
Hello.
Every...
Wow,
okay. Welcome to every... Damn it.
Thank you.
Welcome to every 6 sec... Damn it. Fuck. Hi.
You can do it. Welcome to Every 6 Sec. This is a podcast.
A sex and relationships podcast from those least qualified to talk about it.
Right.
I'm your co-host, Rhodes Conover.
I'm your other host, Marina Conover.
And we have the same last name, but we are not married. We are brother and sister.
We're brother and sister.
Hello, sister.
Hi, brother.
It's good to talk to you. I feel like it's been forever since I've interacted with you in any form.
No, it's been so long.
Literally less than 48 hours.
Yeah. The cool news is that right before we started recording this, I got to clean my toilet from your puke.
I'm so sorry.
So Rhodes came and visited me over the weekend, which was great. We were going to record an episode together, but you forgot to bring your microphone and you did get a stomach flu and then just puke in my toilet a lot. So it's been like super fun and I really liked having you, but maybe let's not do it exactly like that next time.
I'm agreeing. Maybe not going exact same direction with the visits in the future.
Yeah, maybe not like the exact thing. Like there can be similarities. You can still puke in my toilet, but maybe it'll be like fun puke or something.
Yeah, fun puke.
Yeah, fun time puke.
Like the puke that comes from eating too much confetti cake.
Oh, that sounds pretty bad.
Yeah,
actually.
I know, right?
I thought I'd
make a weird reference to something I remembered as a child, so here we are.
Did you puke a lot of confetti cake as a child?
No, but I remembered confetti cake existed, and that would probably be the most childlike happiness thing to puke. Like, I was trying to think of, like, what thing would be more childlike to puke.
Have you ever eaten confetti cake?
I have not. I don't believe.
I don't think I have either, actually.
I think I might have once, but I don't remember it. Like, the actual experience of consuming it.
I wonder if it is as exciting and fun as you're saying.
I wonder, too.
This is not a podcast about that.
This is a sex and relationships podcast from those least qualified to talk about it.
You said that before.
No, we did this shit.
What you mean, though, is that we're asexual.
Asexual. For those of you who haven't listened to the first four episodes of this podcast, go re-listen to those. We're not going to catch you up.
I mean, we haven't said that much in the first four episodes. We pretty much said we're asexual and we don't understand penises. And, like, that's pretty much the gist of it. It was like, oh, yeah, we're asexual. We don't experience sexual attraction to people. Both identify more more specifically as demisexual, which means that there's a possibility that you could feel sexual attraction to someone once you get to know them really well. That's it. That's the gist. That's the story.
Okay, yeah, we nailed it.
And
end the podcast.
Cool.
Roll credits.
Because we have those.
We do. Ready? Asexual.
This podcast is a production of
Asexual.
A podcast network. And it's produced by
Asexual.
Somebody. And Da-da-ba-da. Edited by somebody. And the theme music NPR. Is, I guess, by Rhodes. It's a very jazzy theme
Asexual.
Music. I wouldn't have expected that.
Asexual.
It's kind of sensual.
We are asexual. We're asexual.
Yeah, my iPhone tried to correct that when I was texting you that word earlier.
Yeah,
it was like, you mean asexual? And I was like, no, I mean asexual. And then I was typing demisexual, and I don't even know what that... It turned into something completely different. It was like pancakes, and I was like, no, what are we doing?
We are pancakes. We were planning to talk this week about a pretty wild interaction that we had while I was visiting in Kansas.
And it wasn't even the puke part.
It wasn't the puke part.
It was worse.
I mean, it kind of made Marina want to puke. Was the vibe
it
I
did.
Got.
It sucked. Okay, so Saturday night sucked.
Sucked. It sucked.
This is a very musical episode, and I'm into it.
Yeah, this is the episode that we made around the same time that Glee came out on Fox, and Fox made all their shows make a musical episode to promote it. We're that.
Did that happen on Fox?
Pretty sure it was Fox. Isn't Fox who came out with
I mean, it
Glee?
Was, I think Fox had Glee, but, like, did they say everyone has to do musical episodes because Glee is coming out? Because that feels like something a shitty network would do.
I think, that's what Fringe did.
It also
did.
Sounds crazy.
Didn't Fringe had a musical episode, like, right around when Glee came out? I'm pretty sure that's what it was, wasn't it?
Huh. I feel like Fringe was later, but I don't know.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
I feel like they just did that.
I thought you, I was repeating something you had said to me, I thought. So maybe I was in Korea, I misheard you or something, but that's what I thought was true. And I thought it was hilarious.
My curiosity is so fucking peaked.
Yeah, for real. But we actually had something more interesting to talk about, I think. I mean, I can do a cursory Google here if you'd like.
I mean, I don't know if I'm going to be able to focus on anything else for a second. How would I search from this? Glee Premier Fox Dummies? ? Yep, you're right. Okay, whatever. You know what? I feel like this is going to be too hard to find on a quick Google search. Do you get the feeling that it's going to be too hard to find on a quick Google search?
Well, I found the episode.
If you're saying that they both premiered in 2009, the episode talking about is at the end of their second season, so that doesn't work.
Wikipedia says, the Fox Network announced the Fox Rocks campaign, in which various shows within their lineup were encouraged to produce musical episodes in the same vein as the sophomore show Glee.
In the sophomore year?
Yeah, I have no clue.
What?
Hey, guys, Glee's doing not well, I guess. So could you guys make some musical episodes? I hope this other show.
Wasn't Glee doing fucking great?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, why would you? I don't get it. It's like, I guess we're going to go all in on this then.
What other shows did that? It's not like I watch a lot of Fox shows.
Yeah, because you have, you know, respect for yourself.
Taste.
That's not what I clicked on. I'm trying to find out.
You know what? Okay, you try to find out. I'm going to say this weekend fucking sucked. And it's because we got to hang out with a guy that we found out as we were talking to him. I've known him before. Rhodes met him for the first time this night when he was very drunk after coming from like a beer.
Very like drunk.
A beer festival kind of thing. He was pretty, pretty toasted. And he revealed during our conversation that he'd been in a frat, and I was like, oh, this sort of makes sense. And then the rest of the night just continued to prove, like, yeah, this guy was in a frat in college and you're hanging out with him now, and he's like 30 something, but in college he was in a frat, and it's like, yeah, I can tell.
Yeah,
it was the kind of night that we had with a very drunk frattish boy.
And like, of course we acknowledge that there are some fraternities that do good things. Not all of them, and certainly not many of them.
You acknowledge that, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure some do some good stuff, but the overwhelming majority of Greek culture in America is pitiful, and it should be expelled from existence.
Yeah, I don't know anything about... I don't really know anything about Greek culture, except what I've heard about it, because I obviously was never involved. But the fact that there's, like, a thing in our culture that's like, oh, yeah, Greek life is a place where, like, you know, girls get raped and body shamed, and boys get drunk and turn into rapists. And that's just a thing we have on college campuses. And it's sort of somehow like a good thing. Like if you're in a frat, it's somehow like, oh, that's good. It's like, wait, what do we do? What? America, what?
Like, all I'm saying is, I know that they were originally designed, or this. I know some of them claim that they're bastions to like do you know, community service and whatnot. And I feel like probably one or two of them out there probably actually believe that and actually try to accomplish that. But I feel like the overwhelming majority should be chastised brutally for the terrible things they've made in our culture.
I just
want to make a general sweeping statement, is all.
Okay, well, I'm pretty okay with this one, but you're right.
Fair
it's
enough.
Never great to generalize, but. It's also true that I've like never heard any good things. It's just crazy to me. Like this is a thing in society I've never heard any single good thing about.
It's still just
like a normal thing. And if you say I was in a frat, everyone is supposed to be like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I don't get it. I'm with you. It's like, oh, the thing where like 90% of deaths happen in college. I don't know if I made that up, but like,
that's a made up statistic.
You didn't doubt me, did you? Your glass sounds about right. You know what I mean? Like, it's like,
if
of
it's
course.
Shitty and it happened at college,
it happened
probably
at frat,
it happened on like
or
frat
a sorority
row.
Or yeah. Sorority. Like, it's if it's shitty, yeah, it happened on college campus. It's Greek life.
Greek. That's right. I'm just saying frat, but I mean Greek.
I'm
not letting the sororities off the hook on this one. There.
Yeah, for real.
It doesn't seem like a great place either.
No.
The entire Greek life system seems. Just like cleaning a toilet of puke.
And to be fair, I have heard a couple positive things, and that's why I wanted to like throw a brief like protection thing.
Okay, brief protection. Man. It's over.
Cool.
Frats are shitty now.
Yeah, fuck them. Hey, okay. So we're talking
disclaimer,
about this guy.
But they suck.
So when we were talking with this guy, he was definitely in the frat group that I would not be a favorite of. in the vibe he gave off. I'm pretty sure we were just trying to play a game of like Ticket to Ride, a family friendly game.
We were playing
game.
Settlers of Catan.
Oh, Settlers of
and
Catan.
So it was like time to roll your dice and get some sheep. And he fully started the conversation by saying something about how like, he's like, you don't think privilege is a thing, right?
I'm pretty sure the exact words. I'm pretty sure the exact words. If I'm not mistaken, is I'm gonna roll some dice and get some sheep because I am a sheep. Get it? Because it's sheep. You said sheep, and I took like 5 minutes to think of that.
You're saying that he's like a follower?
Yeah.
You're saying that, okay, so what
funny.
Okay, I know, I get it. It's super funny. It's really funny because it's like I was trying to finally start talking about like the point of the podcast and you were like, oh, wait, hold on.
Here's a dumb joke.
Like a really weak joke.
Okay, but actually what he did say, really? In all seriousness, he said something a little different. He said, it's pretty obvious that systemic racism doesn't exist, right?
That's
the opener, I swear.
No, it was basically something like that. He was saying something about privilege and how that doesn't exist. And then he was like, well, I mean, you don't think that exists, right? Systemic, anything systemic. He was like, whenever someone uses the word systemic, that's not a thing. And I was like, you mean like systemic racism? And I'm like, no, that's a thing. It's definitely a thing. That's for sure a thing. And then he's just like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. I was like, I guess you do, white, straight man in your 30s with a good job and 3 kids and a house. Yeah, I guess you know all of that.
You've experienced all of that really directly. So you can definitely speak to it confidently for everyone else's experiences.
Right. And so that's what the night became then was like somehow we got into this weird conversation where he was trying to like split the line of like, he was trying to say that like his personal experience, we dropped systemic racism because we're all white as heck. And so then it was like, well, there's also things like sexism in the workplace or whatever. There's systemic issues just in general. They exist. Systemic doesn't mean it's fake. And so we got into like sexism in the workplace and he's like, well, that's not a thing. Cause I work in a STEM field and there's women who get like promoted and I don't. And it's like, cool.
Great. That's all.
Cool
okay.
story. But he was just saying, like, he kept trying to do this thing where he was like, here's this one thing that's happened to me. And therefore, since this one instance doesn't like hold up, like it's like an outlier to what everyone says are these systemic problems. Therefore they don't exist. And we were like, that's not a thing. Like just because there's outliers doesn't mean that like,
anecdotal
systemic racism
isn't
a thing.
Sufficient. Anecdotal evidence
and then we
is not
somehow
sufficient.
Also flopped into like the concept. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm still, the things he said about men and women and their ability to have sex freak me the fuck out. Like
it's
so
pretty, it was wild. It was so wild. How do we
he
even
was
begin?
Saying, so he was saying that women are privileged because as he points to me, I'm a woman. He says, you could walk outside and any man would have sex with you. And that to me sounds like a horrifying threat. Like that makes me break out in a cold sweat of like, yeah, so many men could look at me and say, I want to fuck that. Like that's horrifying. And he's saying, no, that's a privilege. That means you have a power. And men don't have the power because you could go outside and say, I want to have sex with a man. And then he would have sex with me. So I have the power because I have the choice.
But,
and I was like, I'm sorry.
What?
Implying, then pointing at Rhodes, my brother, and saying, you Rhodes don't have the choice. Marina has the choice about having sex. She could go out and want to have sex with a dude. And she gets to pick. And if you went outside and some woman wanted to have sex with you, you don't have a choice.
Yeah, I was so confused. Like, if a girl walked up to you and you wanted sex, you wouldn't have a choice. I was like, I would.
It sounds crazier when we say it like that because I think he mostly said like, if a woman came around, she would have the power. Because she would get the choice of whether or not to have sex. And you were like, but also I would have the choice. And he was
also
like,
me.
No. And you're like, also though, I would also have a choice. And if I wanted to have sex. And Seth is like, no, you don't.
Because you're a guy, I guess. Like you don't have the power to choose things you want or don't want. Like I it was wild. I'm pretty sure the implication was that like men do not possess the ability to not have sex given an opportunity with no quote unquote negative repercussions.
Which again,
terrifying. It's
fucking terrifying.
Terrifying.
So scary.
Like,
that's so scary.
Like, I'm not, like, I'm 100% with you. It is terrifying for women, and I think it's very clear why that is terrifying. It's also terrifying for me as a dude. Just, like, that's how little self-control you have over this element of your life. Like, as a human being, you're controlled by that thing. And men are complaining that women can't hold positions of power because they're controlled by, like...
Right?
They're, like, their emotions. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Apparently, if a woman's PMSing, she might put all the nukes out. But what if not even a sexy lady... This is part of the argument, too, is you could be any kind of woman at all. A conventionally unattractive woman, says Seth, in probably less nice terms, that you could just go up to anybody. And he would have to do what you wanted and have sex with you. So it's sort of like every male president is sort of really
quite a risk to national security when you think about
it. Yeah, huge risk. Any woman just has to walk up and say, I think you should bomb Russia.
And then we can sex time. And then he'd be like, well, let's do it.
Yeah, all she has to do is say, like, I'll fuck you if you fuck Russia. And then he does it. And then he just does it, I guess.
Apparently.
Because he doesn't have a choice.
Because that's just how he is as a man.
Women have the power.
Nailed it. We figured it out, Marina. We did it.
Yeah. Horrifying. God, it is fucking terrifying. And, like, the fact that that he could say that to me and not think about how frightening that is for me to hear. Like, to have some dude say, like, any dude wants to fuck you. It's like, that's frightening because I already am worried about creepos wanting to fuck me. Like, you know, in general. And here you are drinking my booze in my house, sitting across from me saying, every man will want to fuck you. And it's like, you're also a man. That's frightening. Like, you're putting me in like a sort of a threatening position. Like, crazy. The fact that you could say that shit and not be aware of how fucking terrifying that is to say to a human being. And then that he could go on and tell you, Rhodes, that you don't have the power to say no to sex because you're a dude.
It was honestly very fun for me to just repeatedly say over and over, okay, but then I get to say no. And then
he'd
be like,
and
no.
And he didn't get it.
Like, it was so fun. The amount of times, it was like 7 times it felt like, of him being like, but then you would have to. And I'm being like, but then I would choose to not do that. And him being like, no. You don't understand. And I'm like, I don't think you understand.
Right. Okay. So then we were like, I don't think you understand. And so then I sort of maybe should have checked with you first, but I don't think it was a big problem for you. Where I was like, actually, super not true. If any woman walked in here right now and talked to my brother and said, I want to fuck you, he would probably say no. Like, he would say no.
Yeah, I would confidently say no.
Right? And Seth's like, no. And I'm like, yeah, he's asexual. Like, he wouldn't. Like,
nah, I wouldn't, bro.
There's just, you know, beyond
the fact
that...
I even used your language.
Yeah, bro. Beyond the fact that, like, yeah, it's always your prerogative to choose. And probably in many cases, many men wouldn't just, like, up and fuck any woman who walked in a door. Like, oh, you walked in a door. I guess I should fuck you. Like, probably that's not usually the case. Beyond that most men are probably not that ridiculous. He specifically... is a sexuality that would not, like, go in for that, Seth.
Yep.
So then that came into the argument, too. And honestly, I don't think we talked about asexuality with him that much in any kind of, like, discussion terms, because he still kept trying. Then he was like, well, now you're the specifics. But in general, this is always the case.
Yeah, yeah. So when we make the general argument of a systemic racism... Then, nah, brah. It was crazy because, like, we would keep saying, like, hey, here's a fallacy in your argument that you're making. And then we, like, you're saying something doesn't exist, with a, like an anecdotal argument, and that's dumb. And he wouldn't ever address that. And then we'd move on to a different conversational point, and then we would just try to disprove the universality of a statement that he made, not the existence of it, just the fact that it was universal with an anecdotal evidence. And he'd be like, nah, nah, nah. I remember the words you said 2 minutes ago that I never addressed. Which is impressive
considering how drunk he was.
It was impressive. There was a couple months of extreme drunkenness I got to get in a good old joke I was very proud of. And
are you going to tell the math joke?
I'm going to tell the math joke.
Okay, can we set part of this up by saying that somehow... Okay, because he also said, I keep remembering more parts of this conversation. He also said that the reason there weren't more women in STEM, this good old argument, is because women aren't interested in science. Because I guess biologically, a word that women don't even like, they're not interested in science.
I had never heard that. That's funny. Women don't even know biology.
Oh, is that science stuff? I don't care about that because I care about cooking and children and polishing my nails. Huh? I'm a woman. So he said this. And I was like, yeah, that doesn't even make any sense. Why would that be true? That like women just are, you know, genetically engineered to not be interested in science. And then, so we kind of got on that. He started telling me that I probably didn't know what Agravato's number was. And he's like, what's pi? And I was like, I'm sorry, what are we doing? We're supposed, please just roll the dice. This was the other, we're playing Sailor's Crusade. You just have to pass the dice around. You can talk. It's very good for talking. You just pass the dice and roll your dice. Anytime that the dice would get to him, he would just not roll them. And we would have to wait and listen to him say bullshit about women in science. Until it did get to the point where if he talked for too long, I would just take them away from him and he wouldn't get a turn.
It was very fun to watch.
It was pretty cool. But so he said all this bullshit. And then I was like, I can't believe you're doing this. Why are we having this conversation? It's because you're really drunk. Because
he was very drunk.
He was very drunk. And that seems like a better way to try to like bring the situation back to like, let's just play games and have fun and not keep talking about crazy bullshit. Like, I don't need to tell you you're super sexist because I would like, we're supposed to have fun right now.
Yeah, we're here to
have
fun.
And I'm not going to anymore because I hate you. But let's just try to make it fun for everybody. You're very drunk. And he was like, I'm not drunk. Ask me any math problem.
I'm not drunk. Nah. He says, so that's what he says. He says, ask me any math problem. Turns to the other guy in the room. He's like, dude, I'm fine. Ask me any math problem. I can do it.
And that proves he's not drunk.
It'll prove he's not drunk, naturally. And I thought, well, I'm a computer engineering student. I've studied advanced digital electronics. I've studied circuits. I've studied calculus theory, differential equations, discrete mathematics. I thought, you know what? I'm sure I could come up with something that this guy can't do sober. but you know what? Let's have more fun with this. And so I decided to just challenge everything he thought he knew about reality. And I said...
That's very good.
I looked him in the eyes and said, what's 6 plus...
It was really fucking funny.
And he just stared at him. And you could see the look on his face of, did he finish the problem? Did I not? What?
I'm hoping you could just see
it fall apart. His world was crumbling. I was so proud.
It was really funny. I'm hoping that I never get into a situation again, but I'm not. I'm hoping, but I'm not hopeful. Like that I never get into a situation again where some dude is trying to tell me that I'm dumb and to come up like that I don't know math problems. But I'm definitely going to use this again in the future because I was just sitting there and I was like, this guy's just telling me I don't know pi, like that I don't know what that is, I guess. And then he's asking for someone to give him a math problem. And I'm like, I can come up with some bullshit math problem he can't just do. Like, that's not fucking hard. It doesn't even have to be like complicated. You just give a high number. Like, and say times another high number. Like, so I was sitting there and I'm like, this is ridiculous. Of course I can come up with a problem that he can't solve, but that's stupid because now I'm playing into his stupid game. I was so happy. I'm definitely going to use that if that comes up in the future where a guy's like, you're not even that smart. Give me a math. I'm smart. Give me a math problem. I'm just going to be like 6+ and then trail off like I can't think of another number. Like, I'm just so dumb. I can't think of another number. You are really smart. This is a way to find out smarts.
It just works. It just really does work.
Oh, it was really funny, except for everything that made me so angry.
I had a good time laughing about that, and that's basically what I try to remember about that night in order to make myself feel happier.
That was really funny. It was such bullshit. And like, and then we kept trying to be like, please don't do this, because like the reason we were having this like game night with this dude anyway was because he's friends with my brother-in-law, who's a cool guy and who loves to play board games. And so this was like his night away from his kids where he was going to play board games with his friends. Mm-hmm. And so like, that's what we were there to do. And I wanted to make that be a fun night for, you know, the other people around aren't this asshole. And so it was like, let's just play. Let me explain the rules. Let's play. And he could not, anytime I would say something, probably also you, Rose, would say anything, he'd be like, oh, well, it's kind of an asexual way to say it, but it's okay. I love you guys. I love you guys. I really do. It's okay that you're asexual. I love you. But it's kind of a asexual thing to do. So I mean, that was cool.
I didn't know what to say to that. Anytime he, it's like,
because there's nothing to say. Like, we're like, here, you can pick either a yellow train or a purple train. And he's like, kind of an asexual thing to say. And it's like, what are you talking about? I've never heard that ever. That's not a stereotype. You're just saying weird shit because you're hoping we're going to argue with you. I can't argue with you about whether or not it's asexual to provide somebody the option of a yellow or purple train when you're playing a game where the options are yellow or purple trains. Like, I can't.
I mean, all I can really say, like, super specifically to that is, like, yeah, it is an asexual way to say it, in that an asexual has said it.
Right. But like, then, like, I know, but there's nothing to do, because he's literally doing it just to try to get us to fight with him.
Yep.
And that was explicitly what we were trying to not do.
Yep.
The whole thing was so shitty.
I really enjoyed the night in that I just spent my entire time trying to make fun of him, knowing it didn't matter. He was drunk. Everyone was going to side with me. Like, he was a drunk asshole. It didn't matter if anyone else in the room was like, maybe I kind of agree with this other guy. It didn't matter because he looked like a fucking asshole.
He was such an asshole.
And all I had to do was just make fun of him. And it was very entertaining for me. And that's my recommendation. If, like, you can't win, you might as well just make fun of him. Because it's fun for you and hopefully fun for the people around you.
I just wanted to let that laugh sit there.
Yeah.
So that was something. Oof. Here's the problem for me is that you don't live here, but I do. And so I hang out. This is like the friend, my like sister, our sister, you know, our sister.
Yes.
It's like, he's like the dad of the family that they're like best friends with, like family friends, you know? Mm. And so I do spend time with him. I babysit his kids. Like, I will spend time with him again. Like, in a month or so, we're going to be doing trivia night and we're going to drink and play games again, like with this dude. And it's like, previously, I don't think he would have ever thought I was asexual, because apparently he probably didn't even think that was a thing. So there's that. So it's kind of weird of like, what's going to be like next time. And probably the answer is going to be like, we're just not going to talk about it, but it's still going to be fucking weird that I'm hanging out with this dude who's a douchebag, who like took an opportunity where I was like, yeah, you can hang out at my house so that you can have a fun time. You can drink my booze. You can play my games. But apparently you're going to take any chance you can get to like laugh at me and my brother because we're in sexuality you don't think is real.
Yeah, and that's why my response on that is just a laugh back at him. But I get what you're saying. It's tough.
But, and I don't want to do that in that, like, I don't want to put a wrench into my sister's, like, I mean, time hanging out with his family.
Just saying he's the one who put the wrench in it, but.
I mean, if I sit there and laugh at him and refuse to, like, get along with this guy.
Oh, I'm saying when he's drunk and saying the shitty things. Like, anytime he engages in the shitty things, just engage right back. Like,
but it's clear. He doesn't just think shitty things when he's drunk.
Yeah,
he's
no, just, I know.
He thinks shitty things all the time. So he's always going to think shitty things about me. He's only going to say them when he feels comfortable enough or drunk enough to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that doesn't mean he doesn't think shitty things about me.
Yep. But tons of people think shitty things about everybody.
But then I can, most of the time, I just don't hang out with them.
I mean, yeah.
So it's just an awkward position. And basically it kind of comes around to the whole concept of like, maybe don't be an asshole. I think that's the message of this story is like, don't be an asshole, because here this guy came in and for some reason thought it would be fun to get into a conversation about how like people, like minority groups or people who have been like systemically oppressed aren't. And he thought that would be like a fun conversation to have. And it's like, not really, because those are people. And
yep.
Sometimes you don't know how strongly one of the people you're talking to is going to identify with that group. And also, you shouldn't say that shit anyway, but like, especially, you don't know who you're talking to. Maybe like, don't be a dickwad, because you might be making people that you're talking to feel really shitty. And that's not great. It's never great to make anyone feel shitty, but like, if you want to think shitty things, maybe keep it to your fucking self.
Yeah, dude. With you there. I also thought, as just a little fun side note to your very serious and fair viewpoint here, I also thought it was very funny when he was trying to say, well, you guys are the exception to the rule. And to demonstrate that, he talked about faucets.
Oh my God, I forgot about this. Please tell me about this, because it's slowly coming back. What did he say about faucets? Oh my God, that's right! Oh my God, no, please tell everybody about this ridiculous thing that he said. I lost my mind at.
It was very funny, especially your response. I thought it was a perfect response. He was like, so, when I'm working on a water faucet...
Oh my God.
And I'm predicting outcomes of the water falling out, I don't account for every single water droplet. I just account for the general flow of the water, which is true in engineering terms. Yeah, of course, like you have to do that. So he's like, therefore, I guess we should just treat people the same way with their sexuality, because individual water droplets are comparable to human beings.
Yes, he said, I can't assume that you're asexual, because when I walk up to you, I'm going to make snap judgments about you. Because we have to, apparently, for some reason. We didn't get down to the bottom of why that's important, Seth. For some reason, it's important to make snap judgments about people when you meet them. And he shouldn't be expected to assume that we're other than straight, because most water droplets follow the same patterns. So why should he assume anything different? And I was like, because people aren't water droplets.
And you said that like six times. Like every single time he would rephrase it. Like he would rephrase that entire argument, like from the ground up. And you're like, so what do you think about that? And you're like, well, my only argument is, again, people aren't water droplets. Like,
human beings aren't droplets of water.
No, you're not getting me, Marina. Let me rephrase this again. Oh my God. Then he would do it. And you're like, no. But dude... People aren't watered. And he was like, okay, if I'm mowing the lawn, I don't count for each blade of grass.
People are inanimate objects.
I don't
People
understand.
Are a little more complex.
Just slightly.
Oh, fuck. That's right. And he went on this whole thing about how heteronormativity is fine and normal. And that's good, because you have to assume people are straight. And I was like, one, it's not really what we're talking about when we talk about heteronormativity. I mean, but also generally, if you're hearing about people talking about on the internet where he gets his like Steven Crowder videos and some bullshit, it's like, we're talking about in media, but sure. Yeah. Like, yes. He was like, I shouldn't have to assume that you're anything besides straight, because most people are straight.
You shouldn't assume anything.
Yeah. And it was like, you shouldn't assume anything. Maybe just go in and you'll figure it out eventually. And he's like, people need to. It's evolution. I don't know about that, because I don't like science. Because
you're a woman.
Exactly.
Get back to the kitchen.
Exactly. And so where the water droplets are. Nice.
Yeah, by that good old faucet. But if you need help fixing it, we can get a big, strong man in here.
I know. Thank goodness. What would you do? What would I do? I guess I would have to fuck someone.
It's the only way to get what you want in this world.
I have all the power.
Yeah, you do.
And so he was like, it's important to make snap judgments about people. And I actually, do you remember this? I didn't until now, and I was really proud of it when I sat down across the table from him and stared at him, and he was like, it's important to make snap judgments about people. And like when you look at someone to know what you're dealing with. And I was like, well, when I look at white guys like you, I think they're jackasses. And then I was like, and that's not really fair. I should probably get to know you better before I can be sure that you're a jackass.
Often it does happen that I confirm it.
I think he was really surprised too, because I was trying to be nice and friendly because, again, he's a friend of my sister, all this stuff. But I was like, how could you sit in my house drinking my alcohol saying this fucking bullshit shit to me? Oh, I am your host. Anyway,
it was pretty wild.
Oh my God.
So we're a solid 35 minutes into this podcast and we have talked a lot about this interaction.
Well, it was really wild. It was a ridiculous fucking awful interaction.
Yeah, it was crazy. I really should have known the night was going to be wild from the very first second when I was driving to pick him up on the curb and I was backing up to make a 3-point turn on the road. He said to come get us on, or him on. And as I was backing up in the 3-point turn, he shouted
a
blood-curdling screech. And I thought I had run over a child in this car I wasn't familiar with.
Yeah. I mean, I could have pinned it earlier where he was sending me text messages and I didn't know who they were from because I didn't have his number before. And so I was like, oh, is this Seth? And he was like, maybe, I guess you're going to have to find out. And sending like increasingly creepy text messages because I didn't know who they were from.
Mm-hmm.
So that was even before that.
Yeah, we should have known.
Could have known. Ugh, God.
We should have just said I was sick then.
Yeah, that would have worked. Oh my God, when he comes into my house and he's like, I need more alcohol. And I was like, well, I thought the point of you hanging out here and playing games was you're going to sober up before you drive home, so you probably don't need more alcohol. And I've got water. And he was like, no, listen, John's going to drive so I can drink. And I was like, well, I mean, that's true then, I guess. So I was like, well, I have vodka because I didn't want to share my whiskey with him because it was mine and I bought it for me. And I was like, well, I've got vodka. And he's like, listen, no offense. I mean this in the nicest way, but you drink like such a woman.
He did not.
Yeah, when he first came in the door. Yeah. So,
okay, you realize that any instance in which you could pretend that's not offense is lost right? When you say no offense, right?
No offense. No offense, but I'm making a lot of snap judgments on you as a human being based on what I think you should be.
Like,
and I think what you are is bad.
Like, if you walk in the room and say, hey, like you see me wearing a Cubs hat and you go, hey, man, you dress like a Cubs fan. That's fine. If you walked in the room and said, hey, no offense, but you dress like a Cubs fan, now I'm going to take offense. Now I'm worried. Like, you realize that, like, that's how that works, right? Like, you're calling my attention to the offense aspect. Do you think being a woman is offensive? I think you do.
Clearly.
Being a woman is offensive to his existence.
Mm-hmm. And now, Rhodes, this is the other thought. When I texted you, we should talk about this weekend. I said, and the patriarchy. And you were like, how does that tie in? And I was like, well, buddy, I can explain some shit to you.
I think we did it for ourselves.
I think you
bit.
Just did, Rhodes. Being a woman is offensive to the existence of dudes.
Pineapples. Oh, also dudes. Patriarch. Also dudes.
Also pineapples, yeah.
Pineapples. Like, I think it gets overlooked a lot as a big problem.
Yeah, I'm allergic, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're like, shit, what's his name? Reed. Malcolm Reed from Enterprise.
Rhodes, you're such a nerd.
He's allergic to pineapples.
Wow. The fact that you said Reed and I was like Star Trek, and then you were like Malcolm Reed, and I was like, yes, it is like Star Trek. Why do I know that?
Our childhoods were weird.
No. Yeah. I watched that show when it was on the air.
I did too. I just don't remember any of it.
I don't know if you did too. You would have been pretty little.
I was at the very, very tail end. The parents let me watch it.
Well, I think episode 3 is the one where there's Mpreg in space. So.
Yes. It's like the third episode.
I did watch that. That guy was my favorite character.
Yeah, Trip.
Yeah, he had good hair.
He was great. Trip was great.
I thought he was cool. I do remember him having a baby of himself. I thought it'd come along later in the show's run, but I guess they just went balls to the wall.
Right away.
Right from the start.
Like, you know what? This is what we need more of in the Star Trek universe right now.
That and the fact that the last couple episodes are literally all in an alternate universe where everybody's evil are the only two things to remember about that show.
Well, at least how they aired it, not on the actual show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah, it was. That was aired out of order. If you go on Netflix, that's not how it works. In the actual finale, Trip dies.
No!
Yeah, what? Spoiler alert, sorry.
So did they not air the finale or did they air it out of order?
I don't know off the top of my head. I know I've watched the show on Netflix like twice and I know that.
Why?
Honestly, I really enjoyed the third and fourth season. Like the third season is actually really interesting.
Okay.
Like it has like a really interesting like politics and like warfare stuff that you don't really get either. Like it's it's like a one developing arc where you don't get that really in Star Trek very much. Like it's always like one off episodes, but like season three, the Zindi were really interesting. So I like that.
True.
I thought, it's not like super well made or anything, but it was still like, ooh, Star Trek that does something different. I'm interested. And I'm sure there's a billion Star Trek listeners out there.
A billion.
out of the
billion that are listeners, there's at least a billion who are into Star Trek.
Did you hear my M pregnant pause there? To leave that opening for you. But yeah, I'm sure that there's a billion Star Trek fans out there who are like, no, Next Generation did a cool arc in season 6.5. Shut up. I don't care.
Do you think they did season 6.5 in Next Gen?
I don't know. Or second half of season 6, whatever the fuck. I don't care.
I mean, as far as I know, the only shows that are dumbass enough to be like 6A and 6B or whatever are Doctor Who and Teen Wolf. So.
Oh, good.
It's in good company.
I still have no clue why Doctor Who was like, this is a good idea.
I mean, I understand what's crazy to me about it is the fact that like plenty of shows air that way where it's like, here's some, and then Christmas happens and we take a little break and then we air some more, but they don't say then like buy your 6A DVD and your 6B DVD. They just say buy your season 6 DVD. Or if enough time has passed, it's just a dang new season. What are we doing?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, so anyway, I do think we should do that podcast where I just tell you what happens in episodes of Doctor Who and Teen Wolf, and you just listen aghast and agape and agog.
I'm very down. That'll be our next podcast project.
Yeah, I came up with the title for it, and I can't remember anymore.
Oh fuck, this show sucks.
I'm sure that iTunes would have no problem posting a show with that as the title.
It's true. Maybe that wouldn't be their first choice for a title. We can workshop it.
No, I had a good title. Do you not remember? Because I don't, but I texted
you. I remember
you
had a good title. I liked it, but I don't remember off the top of my head right now.
Me too. Well, this is why I don't actually usually make any projects.
Yes. Well, I'm sure we can get it together. That'll be our second project. I think it'll be a really good one. But back to the actual project we're in right now, and to not get
right,
too far.
Right.
Yeah. So what else did we want to discuss about this interesting endeavor we had last week?
Well, we are kind of running out of time because we pretty much just kind of rehashed it with a lot of screaming. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, I don't know. That was fucking crazy. Like this episode's kind of like, that was crazy, right?
It was crazy.
That was crazy, right? And yes, I do think it's in, like, patriarchy and like sexuality and gender issues are all tangled up all up in each other. So if you don't feel like you can see that or that you aren't familiar with it a lot, I think that'd be a very interesting episode to do in the future. But
let's do it.
Because here's my little like patriarchy. What the situation there is the patriarchy is the term that we come up with for this like very ingrained concept that like, there's all these traditional gender roles and that guys are like virile and strong and aggressive and breadwinners and girls are demure and pure and, you know, nurturing. And like, these are what these are supposed to be, you know, yep. And emotional. And like, that's what these are supposed to be. And that's basically it. Like, there's these concepts that were created and have now been so baked into culture so hard. You hear fucking shit like, oh, women just don't want to be in STEM. And because they're biologically not interested in science. And it's like, that's just that's just this weird I don't know why we have this concept and why people still fucking believe it, but like it has all these bad effects.
The only aspect of that really makes any sense to me, and I'm not backing the patriarchy at all. Sometimes men get really aggressive because of testosterone, But also, right, I'd like to point out, women also have testosterone too. Mm-hmm. And testosterone is not the only basis for aggression. Mm-hmm. And then the second piece of that is, yes, many women are nurturing when they have children because they develop a very strong connection to that thing in their womb.
And also,
okay, cool,
many women
it.
Are... Well, but and also and many women are nurturing because of the same reason that not as many women are in STEM, which is to say, again, that this patriarchy, which is this, you know, cultural idea, yeah, they've told them, yeah, that that's, yeah, what, yeah, they should be.
Yeah, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy type thing.
Yeah, like, you're better, mm-hmm, at this. This is what you should do. And, mm-hmm, so, like, it sucks. And it fills in so many aspects of culture because it's so ingrained that it has effects everywhere. And, like, you know, so...
And I don't want to take anything away from anyone who really does feel like they fit to that gender role. Like, if you genuinely, like, as a woman, I want to, yeah, be nurturing, go for it. Go nuts. But do it for you and not because of some, like, cultural normative thing. That's, yeah, the problem.
You do whatever you want to do. Yeah. And that's the problem is that
it's so bad.
People are told that you can't do whatever you want to do. You have to do this one thing. And it's also bad for men because there's, yes, the idea is that you need to, like, be strong, you can't have emotions, like, yep, you need to be all these things, and it just, it's so fuck, it's toxic masculinity, it's just, yep, awful, and, like, it hurts men very much, yep, because you're putting men into these positions where they can't handle their emotions or they can't choose to pursue what they want to pursue just as much as it happens to women. So, like, it's bad for everybody.
It's bad, you for know? Everybody.
And if also, there's anybody out, mm-hmm, there saying that, like, the only reason that we need feminists is to support, like, women or white women or whatever, that's not really what we're about. Like, that's not right. We're talking about intersectional feminism. Feminism is for the good of literally everybody.
Yep. And also, it's important to notice as well here, or to know, not notice, when we say it's, like, what we're told as a society, we don't just mean, like, people are literally told, like, to their face. Sometimes this is true, but it's not just, like, you need to be this. Like, it's more cultural. It's not just, like, words that are being, yeah, shouted from the rooftops. It's, like, quietly everywhere. So we're, yeah, not arguing that, like, it's really important to note that just because you don't hear people, like, in a room saying, hey, you're a woman, get back in the kitchen, and being very,
right,
serious
except
about it, it's still,
people
apparently
do
that still
apparently
happens.
Fucking straight say that to my face, but anyway.
Yeah, apparently. But, like, all, but it's also super, it's super ingrained in our movies, in, mm-hmm, in our, just in culture and how people interact.
Just in your house, like, the, yep, idea that, like, your mom would raise you to be a mom or whatever, like, that's just what you do, like, because everyone else is doing it, it's what you do, like, that's how culture works, it's just you see what happens and you say, oh, so that's how it works. But there's not great reasons why some things work the way they do.
Yep.
So there's that. And yeah, certainly I would say it's, you know, especially in terms of sexuality and gender, it fills in because of this idea of what, like, men are supposed to be like. And so there's this idea, I would assume, that Rhodes, as an asexual dude, that you don't fit into what men are supposed to be like because you're supposed to be hypersexual and you're supposed to have all these conquests or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then me, as a demisexual woman, it's like I fit into it until I don't, because there's this concept that women are supposed to be pure and save themselves for the one person or whatever. And so probably hearing the concept of demisexuality from a woman, like, some people might be like, oh, well, that's not a thing. That's just how women are supposed to, like, that's just what you're supposed to be anyway.
That's your default.
That's, yeah, like, that sort of concept, which, you know, is clearly incorrect. And just because you're choosing to save yourself for marriage is, like, choosing celibacy and choosing to, And not having sexual attraction are not the same thing. So there's that. But, mm-hmm, also, like, then at some point you are supposed to be into sex enough that you will have sex with your husband to have babies and stuff. So, like, I fit into it to a point. But then if I did end up getting married and then say, like, oh, but I don't want to have sex with the person I'm married to, like, that's not what we're doing. That's not a relationship. Then it's, like, not cool anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this weird thing. And it's part of so many things, but definitely part of gender and sexuality because of how those things are expressed and because of how much the patriarchy's roles are like tied into gender roles. Like, so it's really tangled up in there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think you said that really well.
Thanks.
Do we have anything else? I think we covered a lot of things today. Like, we actually talked about asexuality for, like, the first time on our podcast. So that's cool.
We talked about it a bit and, like, we yelled about some stuff, but we talked about it a fair amount.
Yeah.
I feel good about that.
Good job,
us. I was going to say we didn't even talk about food, but we did talk about pancakes and confetti cake.
Briefly at the beginning, but once we got on our roll, we didn't bring it up. I guess we talked about beer and drunkenness.
We talked about water droplets.
Mm-hmm. That's not really food,
alcohol.
Though. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. amazing truffle fries that we ate at the Burger Stand at the Casbah here in Lawrence.
We definitely should have talked about those because those were so good.
I might heat the leftovers up and eat them today.
You should do it. I dare you. I mean, I don't. Yeah, you should just do it. Like, it's not a negative. All right, you do it.
I dare you. I dare you. Put poison in them. Try to find it.
Only one of the fries is poisoned with a liquid poison that will naturally spread from fry to fry, but only poisoned one. Figure out which one.
Anyway. It's just like that thing about how, like, there's, like, the pills and you have to weigh them on the thing and, like, that math problem.
No.
About how there's, like, six pills and one of them's poison, but it weighs a slight amount more than the other ones, and you can only use the scale, like, twice or something.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that. Yeah, those are interesting.
Is that what you did to my french fries?
Sure, yeah.
Did you leave me a scale? I don't have a scale.
As a woman? Wow.
I know, I should be checking my weight.
Every minute.
Oh, my God, I'm so fat. I'm eating all these carbs, and I'm so fat.
Oh, that was surprisingly, I thought that would go longer. Okay.
No, I just couldn't do, I just hated all of it so much that I couldn't.
Yeah, I get you.
Do any of it anymore.
Well, thanks for tuning in this week to our podcast. We're going to leave Marina on that note. how's this go?
It should go with saying, just again, FYI, we've actually come up with a schedule now that we're planning on sticking to. So this comes out every other Wednesday.
Yeah.
So this is coming, out on the Ides of March?
On the Ides of March?
No, it's coming out on the 14th.
Of March.
Pi Day. I don't know what that is. Sorry. I don't fucking know. Why do they call it Pi Day? Is it time for everyone to bake day?
No,
it's weird
silly
that it's
woman.
On 314. I don't know what that means. Something to do with drugs, right?
Lol. Silly darlings.
No. The Ides of March is the 15th.
Gotcha.
You don't know about the Ides of March?
I don't.
Oh, it's like when Caesar was killed or some fucking shit.
Oh, okay.
Beware cool. The Ides of March. It's the 15th of March.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
It's fine. We're coming out on the 14th on Bake Your Man Some Baked Goods Day.
Mm.
So happy that to all of you listening. And so we're coming out. That's when I'm telling you when today is. You probably know that unless you don't or aren't interested in calendar science. In which case we're coming out I'm doing a really bad job. We're coming out every other Wednesday. There's that. I have a Tumblr up. I pretty much Rose is not involved in that because he doesn't care. But you can check out everysixsec.tumblr.com and I post the episodes there and also just like positivity posts and stuff. I don't know. I'm not great at blogging, so that exists. And you can like send messages there or whatever if you want to interact there. And also you could shoot us an email at everysixsec@gmail.com. You know, if you've got questions, comments, stories you want to share, like if you want to tell us to go fuck ourselves, like it won't really
influence our choices in our day-to-day life. But
hey, bros, do you masturbate?
Hi.
You do?
I have in the past, yes.
Yeah, me too. Asexuals can masturbate.
It anyway, happens.
I'm glad we got that out there. I kept thinking there was going to be one day when I started an episode by just being like, hey, Rose! It worked it in there. So yeah, you can tell us to go fuck ourselves, and we may not, I don't know. That doesn't really have to do with that much with their sexuality. So you can send us an email there, everysixsec@gmail.com, and that'd be awesome. I don't know.
Cool.
I like talking to people.
Yeah.
Is there any other information that we should say? I don't think so. We don't really have that much information.
I don't think so. I think we've covered it.
Did you make a Twitter like you said you would have up last
not,
time?
I have not done Twitter.
Oh, you're such a liar.
Yeah, it's me. That's me.
It's okay. I don't know if that would be helpful or good. I don't know how Twitter works. Send us an email and tell us how Twitter works. I don't know.
Yeah, for real. I need all the help I can get. Alrighty, how do we end this thing? I forgot. How do we wrap it up?
Did you just say the end? Goodbye, the end.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for listening. The podcast's over now. Please leave.
Get
the podcast is over.
Get out of here.
Goodbye.
Get out of my house.
Bye.
I love you.